Before we go on, Hadiza, try talking a bit louder. Your voice is just okay. A bit low.
You want me to put my lips like this?
Put your lips on the mic.
Don't follow the microphone. No.
Yeah.
Swallow.
Swallow okay. It. Oh, damn. Okay.
Matilda, what's wrong with you?
Keep your head in the game.
Like, be serious.
How far, my people? Now your host, Matilda, be this.
Hadiza Day also.
And Mama Day for him.
And Una Day, listen to the Africa Lipso podcast. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Independence Day episode. As tradition, it is October 1st, so we are joined as every year for the last 3 years now by Owens and Larry.
Hey.
Hello. Alpha.
I'm screaming.
I feel like we don't come together in this specific group until like October 1st. So before we recorded this episode, we were catching up on where everybody was and stuff like that. So this has become one of my favorites, to be honest. Yeah, so we do this every year to pretty much drive home the idea that like pidgin is ours as Nigerians. That's kind of why we do it on October 1st. We grew up in a place where most of us anyways have the experience of people telling us that pidgin is for people that are on the streets or local or whatever, but we're trying to drive home the fact that it's ours and it's not inferior to what is the white people's, which is like in quotes proper English or British English or whatever. So yeah, so that's what we're doing here. But how Nade?
Body day alright, so body day alright. dollar is high, but body day alright.
Dollar is high. Let's even start Independence Day that way. What's in the dollar they do? Is it like $1 to 500 naira or something like that?
Well, last time I checked, I think the dollar... They
look.
Oh, you know they look.
I know they look anymore. The dollar...
This be the correct time to go and invest in Niger.
Invest it.
Why you go invest your money in naira now? That one don't make sense, so...
No be naira inside property land, you know.
Yeah, but everything come there too now. So even if say you get dollar, everything still there inside the country. So you think that it kind of cancels out. You understand?
Yeah. So wait, Larry, you know they check them. You don't get people for Nigeria again.
Guy, me I did check them. There was a point in time where I think the dollar, US dollar, was getting more expensive by 50 naira every single day.
50 naira?
Wow. If it's $1 to 500 naira today, it's $1 to 550 naira tomorrow. There was a point in time, I think it was like a week or two, where it was just every single day. Guy, wow. Okay, you know insane. They find dollar again, no? You know they find dollar.
That made me not a check anymore because I know, say, as I talk to you right now, as we talk right now, it don't already go up again. So I did tell you. So what's be the point of checking? I remember when a person promised us $1 to 1 naira. I see whole 500 naira for Yesha. We the wait.
Nah, Buhari will talk out.
I not call names.
You understand me?
I just say one person talk out. We still the wait, Sha.
We still wait. It's so funny because today I see say someone tweets. Give me a second. Let me just open the tweets. The person say, you know, this app is dying when Nigerians aren't even making noise for Independence Day. Someone said, is it the app that's dying?
No, honestly, is it the app that's dying?
Or is it the country? Because no one is talking about Independence Day. What's it happen?
Now people will talk about Independence Day.
No, see, my mother said, me they said the country, me they give us our share. I didn't tell you.
My guy, if them sell the country, you go, they owe them.
Like, say, me they give us our share, more waka. The remaining people go carry for their LP or something.
If they no fit sell the country, me they close them. Make everybody just rearrange.
I'm screaming. That country na company it be before. Before them come say, okay, let's now be independent. In that company, okay, so you feel close company. Why they not feel close Nigeria?
If today Apple just company. Announce new phone. If Apple announce new phone, say the phone now $1 million you go buy. you know, go buy now. You nobody go buy that phone. Then they go sit down, restructure the entire company. So make phone that makes sense. If make phone that can cost something. How can $1 be equal to 500? It was, I think it's around 600 now.
573 as of yesterday.
No way.
But I'm on a check, Sha.
573. Larry, no one get heart attack.
Crying. The people where I pity now, the new students, where still they come here because people, you know,
they're buckle, they're full.
Now the students when they go to England,
no, those ones, na politicians, oh, children,
they pay pounds.
England na 800. Mind you, England is 800. You know, England used to be 500 before, it's 800 now.
Nah, the people waiting, them they go there, nah, generational wealth people.
Yeah, honestly, because I don't understand how they take even get money to even reason. To come here, not be said to come here. So reason
the funny out. Thing be said, Nigeria money still dead there. Make we not act as if $1 to whatever money still dead. The people will get money still get money. It of doesn't course. Matter.
Now
the question be say who they who get money in this time period because pass? Oil prices. The thing we used to rely on oil, but it seems like oil is not really. Banging these days. You so what's happening?
You just say oil consign Obi Kubana.
That was today.
I say it just be.
So that means say there's nothing to really celebrate this year.
No, make we celebrate small small things now. We still come from Nigeria. Last.
I love how I feel like every year Hadiza they very optimistic, very promising, very like you know. Make me still day proud.
I don't dare for Nigeria now.
Let me tell you the truth. It's not even that you're not in Nigeria. Hadiza know they read one Nigerian news.
No wonder.
You know, they say, oh, them kidnap this person, them kill this person. Hadiza is like, oh, really? But she'll come on the episode and say, make we still they proud. You people.
Say it with your chest. You see the thing? Agbadu Hadiza's parole. Because for your mental health, man, honestly, you cannot be reading that thing every time, man, honestly.
You had to just be blowing every day. Like,
so the people where they live the reality, waiting them to do.
See, I did tell you, even today, Seth, Tinubu poster, day for London.
Oh, no way. Please, that's what's that running for president?
We don't know. Whether or not mayor, I not right time.
Running for president.
not right time. He just said, we need change. Yes, we can.
Now Lagos, where they come from. I see the environment there. That guy, they run for 2023. You go see Tinubu. On that list, I'm telling you.
My question, I say, why? I say London or Lagos?
Because London and second Lagos now. London and Lagos backyard now.
Not today.
Voila.
If you go to Murtala Mohammed now, I think half of the flights then are London streets. So London and Lagos.
Wait, Owens, when you go Niger?
I think it was August 1st, beginning of August to end of August.
It's
I was
still
there for
recent.
The whole month of August. Very nice. Recent, so very fresh in my brain. Very, very fresh. That country. That country, eh?
See, Owen, at least you get different passports. You understand? You don't need to
We're
line up.
We're never going to let him rest.
That's true.
You don't need to line up, Kes.
I too, they forget.
If you see the line. If you see the line.
Always no be our mate.
Always no be our mate too.
No, where are we? No bring that leg. If you see the line from where, just to go and drop my bag, if you see the line. Nothing. Nobody sign you. Consign your passport. If you even show your passport safe, they go. Add all this kind of nonsense. It does not have any bearing when you go to Nigeria. Please.
When you line up for immigration?
Yeah,
your line not they short.
No, that means you hold Nigeria passport when you go back.
Nigeria passport they take come back.
Exactly.
Now your mistake.
If,
your
if
first
your mistake
that
you're supposed to use visa. Visa now 150.
Visa K.
I don't know. Na person tell me. I know they check the price.
I feel like the line for international arrivals is even shorter.
Express.
Why you go travel with Nigerian passports?
Wait, now make I explain myself. See what's happening, yeah? So I carry Nigerian passport. I also carry Canadian passport. I carry Nigerian passport, go there. I carry Canadian passport, come back.
Okay.
Because I don't want any situation where I go leave with my Nigerian passport and these people come and be telling me I don't have this one, I don't have that one. So I left my Canadian passport. The thing I'm telling you is that Canada passport, Nigerian passport on the same line they enter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the same line. You know, they get... Which kind of line? Unless you are taking first class or business class, you are all those lounge
travelers. When you say line, you mean in arrivals?
For immigration.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
For immigration? Yeah, it's the same line. It's the same line.
Huh?
Do you mean coming to Canada or like?
No, they entered Nigeria. So what I recall, the last time I went back to Nigeria, there's usually a line for the people who get Nigerian passports and the people who get
the other passports. Come back from Nigeria on Sunday.
I see. Okay, let me just put it like this. I could have gone to that line. There was a separate line for people who don't have Nigerian passports, but I would have to get a Nigerian visa on my Canadian passport when I already have Nigerian passports. No, makes sense. Exactly.
Now they think Larry did.
Now 150, man.
Wait, when you say 150, you mean card?
Canadian dollars.
Why are they talking as if now 150 naira? Larry.
If we do the conversion right now, no problem. So more not try.
When you were saying like 150, I think saying that 150 naira, I don't know.
150 naira.
I know it can't be 150 naira.
If anything, you're talking about 150k or something.
Right now, 150 naira and two biscuits.
You don't even biscuit reach $1, you know.
You don't even reach two biscuits. Maybe one tom-tom.
Let me just tell you right now, as I went to Nigeria, there's not one single thing that you can buy of value that for 150 naira.
Are we becoming Zimbabwe? Like, seriously, this is bad.
If they leave your house, if you not carry at least 2K, you know they go anywhere. I'm telling you.
Damn.
If you not carry inflation. At least 2K. Oh, God.
Are they going Nigeria in December?
Oh, did they go Nigeria?
I think I did go. Imama, that's in December.
I don't want to talk. My name is Daylight.
I want louder, but
I'm joking. Oh, God forbid, please. I don't have any enemies.
But Matilda is supposed to know now. You know, you cannot disclose.
Tell your travel plans.
You can't be disclosing your travel plans.
Before they don't go and kidnap yourself.
Especially during Christmas season.
It's because I'm not sure yet. Oh, that's why.
Lagos, no. There's this. I guess we're going to get to that, but
get into it. Wait till
you know. So I haven't been to Nigeria in a while. I know go Nigeria before when I go now. The main reason why I go Nigeria, say I want to go see family, but the main reason why I go see Nigeria because say my grandpapa died, so we won't go, you know, celebrate the man. But guy, Edo State is a war zone right now. If they cross.
Yo.
If they go at those states, if you don't carry police escorts, anything where you see, you go take them like that. Because the amount of kidnapping where they happen for that road is not here.
Oh my gosh.
If you see the kind of police escorts that my dad had to take, the thing is that sometimes police don't even fit and solve all your needs. You can't carry some area boys on bandits and everything.
Oh, area boys.
Wow. For bandits. Bandits that are good bandits. You know they are good bandits. Bandits
good
are
bandits.
No, but for real, the good area boys. You know the bandits will get office. You go come, they come meet you. Come and claim your request.
I can tell you. Bandits in their office get AC.
AC. They go tell you, okay, so come and sit down. Do you want anything? You want Chivita? You want Chivita?
Not
Chivita.
but on a serious note, yeah, they had to hire or pay some police people. They also had to get some this thing boys to protect them, just so that they can go there and coming back. That's going and coming.
Oh, you people go Edo by road?
No, the thing is that because it's a barrier, not everybody can fly. We flew, but because some people had to go by road because they couldn't fly.
So they hired it for those people.
Just so they can be safe. Because if they have to go down that road route, it's not a joke thing. Honestly, we've heard people get kidnapped on that road. On that road, that's why if you're going to. I can't remember. If I have a map of Nigeria in my head now, remember, no, there's a path that you take.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a path. I don't know whether it's near. I really don't know. But there's this certain stretch of road. It's like I think it's like 4 or 5 kilometers that is just bushes around that place.
Mm-hmm.
Guy, that is where you need the protection because that now hotspots. You know what they call hotspots? Mm-hmm. That is hotspot for them. So
that's actually insane.
No, but Nigeria is actually very, very unsafe right now.
It is very unsafe. You know, Lagos and Abuja are like the safest places, and even that is not safe. Even but you have there, to put into perspective. You guys put inside perspective that apart from Lagos and Abuja, everywhere they inside Nigeria and a war zone. And that is not an exaggeration. No exaggeration, did they?
No, it's funny that you are even saying Lagos is safe, because my parents, them, they say that that place no they safe at all. Because people, they sit inside traffic, them go, they break their windscreen and stuff like that. I don't even enter that side.
I said Lagos, say they, you know, they're safe, oh, but in comparison with the rest of Nigeria, especially Kaduna,
I get what
right
you
now.
Mean. Yeah.
Kaduna right now is not a joke thing, honestly. That's one that they will rob you literally in traffic. That one is mostly on highways, like Lagos Ibadan Expressway or all this kind of
Third Mainland now.
Third Mainland or all these kind of places. So if you manage, if you God
but the thing is traffic day for Lagos. So the thing is one how, maybe they go mainland for whatever reasons. Traffic go hook you. What do you go do now? There's nothing you can actually do.
As much as possible, if you did drive on Nigeria, no enter express. If you can avoid it. But the thing about the express, no be the fastest way.
So how?
That's why you want to travel.
especially at night. If you're going from somewhere from Lagos to Lagos, if you're moving around Lagos, if you fit use inner city roads and everything, that's fine. But if you guys climb that,
but are you sure? Even those inner city, I'm not too sure. Saying those ones are safe, self.
They know they're safe. But you guys look at where.
Honestly, if like say person could just stay inside their house.
You guys gauge where, you know, somebody who they look you. You know, you have to look at somebody who would be able to see if that situation kind of happens. So if somebody can't knock for your glass, can't tell you, say at least you go have a witness. Sorry, that's what I'm looking for. Witnesses. Experts, just by yourself. you know, if you turn left, they go just rob you by. They go just carry everything, just go their own house, and that's it. So,
what do you mean witness? Everybody's in their car. Nobody else can do anything about it.
If you are in a city kind of area, it's a lot more, I don't know how to put it, it's a lot more urban, and therefore it's a lot more, I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel explain them. If you go to Nigeria, you will see
them. There's no safe way.
Pretty much no safe. I hear say people they carry gun and carry cutlass for their car now.
I never reached that one. I don't know.
People are doing that. Yeah, people definitely are doing that. Yes. Wait, how long you did there?
I did there for 1 month, but now only.
So traffic no hook you on express throughout that 1 month.
Traffic hook me, but you see the thing. Timing now also on that thing. By 6, jackpot to your house, because if you not anything where you see
got PM.
Yeah.
Wahala.
You feel so white shirt to this guy in December. Where we go?
See,
make I tell you something. Me, where they live Lagos, me and a Lagos boy, that entire month where I did Lagos, I only go island once. That is the truth of the matter. Everything, I did mainland.
Wait, but why you did mainland? You no go island. I don't get it.
Island
no safe.
Safety.
But I thought island safe pass. Mainland, I don't get it.
It's not this. I live in the mainland. I won't go island. When I won't come back.
Oh.
I live in Omole. Omole phase 2.
Oh, okay.
I live in Omole phase 2. From Omole phase 2, you won't go place.
That's true, Sham. Yeah. Because before you get back, it'll take like at least like that kind 3 hours.
Even more for mainland self. Let's just say I go up a B. By 6, I don't japa go my house. Because once it starts going dark, anything can happen, honestly.
Anything can happen.
That's just a strategy.
That's insane, please.
You actually have to, like, that is something that you guys put for the back of your mind anytime you take Lagos.
Let me tell you how we're going to do rocks. So, we have to
find... I don't want to have any of this in my house.
Your mama said that only you want to come.
No, because the way people they do, please. If we're going to like, you know, one of those events in the night, we feel book hotel, make we know like, so that we don't have to actually go back.
Oh.
Do you get what I mean?
You want
some
book
people
hotel
they
Lagos.
Do that.
You want book hotel for Lagos.
They're wrong, we book it.
Anyway, you go take it like that.
I don't get it. What's wrong with hotels in Lagos?
Martinez are free. Hotels, I don't get
it. In shock town.
Martinez, go Lagos now. Go Lagos. You go see what I go talk about. Go Lagos.
See, that's see, crazy. See, you know what it is funny? All this is when they talking. I know they happen for worry since I be picking. I know. So this is the news. I just say it don't affect negotiations.
Larry said that he was born in
Lagos. I didn't tell you, my first time when I reached Lagos, it shocked me. My cousin just be like, oh yeah, I'm out of work. And I'm like, 11 p.m. I'm like, what? Because at 6 p.m. for worry, police said to tell you, they go out, so me, I they go out.
I'm screaming.
So, like, when they talk this one just now, I just be like, it's not normal level now. It not shock me.
You know what's in the happen? By before Lagos 9 p.m. around that time, you go to round up, but now at 6 p.m. And and what Larry said itself is not true, because I told you, Lagos and Abuja, apart from Lagos and Abuja now, anywhere else hot. Maybe Port
Harcourt.
But maybe Port Harcourt.
Port Harcourt not hot pass. What do you mean Port Harcourt? That's not true. Port Harcourt has had this up. Port Harcourt done day hot since we they live there. Them they kidnap people. What are you talking about?
Port Harcourt.
Honestly, I can't lie. Port Harcourt not one place where they fear. I don't want to swear that place. I can't lie.
It gets where you day for Port Harcourt where they hot.
Yeah, exactly. Place
when no day hot. But Port Harcourt generally now hot zone.
Yeah.
Now hot zone.
Huh? Wait, isn't it that place that people have curfew?
Where?
Is it Port Harcourt?
No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't recall it. Curfew. Like,
no, my friend literally just came back from... Honestly, this part, my pages are going to click. So, but my friend literally just came back from like Port Harcourt. Maybe not just literally, but like a couple months ago. And she said they had curfew.
Maybe them like, get curfew like, because of COVID.
It's not COVID. It's not security. That's why. Like, they just recently have a curfew because of security. Mad. Like, I said, I can't remember one time. I think it's like 10 p.m. Say you can't be outside anymore. I don't think it's before 10 p.m. So, but they have a curfew.
Mad.
Is it when Nigerians live that we know that this country is about to implode, but we are just kind of going about
but
our day
until... we're just going about until our day managing.
Yeah.
Just, you know. Honestly, that could... bro, I don't even know where to start. Did you guys hear about the thing about Dora Akun... I don't know if I'm saying this her name. No, let me say with respect because she's not my mate. Akun...
Dr. Dora...
Yeah, but her last name is what really carries.
No. Is it Akunle? But I'm saying start with doctor. Don't just say her name like that. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Dr. Dora Akunle. Yeah, did you guys hear about the thing where they just killed her husband?
Yeah, I heard about it.
That's crazy.
Wait, who be her husband?
Dr. Chike Akunle.
Yeah. Huh. Wait, first of all, for context, for people who don't be Nigerian, Dr. Dora Akunle, can I just switch to English? Because I'm not going to be able to explain this part. I really can't. I want to get my facts straight and stuff. But she was put in place as the head of NAFDAC, I think in the early 2000s, when Nigeria was having a serious counterfeit drug problem. She had a personal story because I think her sister died at 21 from receiving a fake insulin injection or something like that. It was that bad. Yeah, really known for.
Why you guys didn't know her name?
I know, right?
That's the thing about Nigeria.
You go give your life for Nigeria. You go do everything. Nothing.
Nobody can remember you.
That's just the thing. But anyways, she's really, really known. Let's put aside the fact that Nigeria doesn't remember, like doesn't comment. Commemorates people.
That's I don't know why English don't you speak.
I'm disrespectful. But yeah, so regardless of that, she's really known for her fight against counterfeit drugs. And like now, like I'm not going to say there aren't counterfeit drugs in Nigeria, but was really, really bad.
I know where they sell out to everywhere.
Larry, what's going on? Larry.
Larry
had a rough childhood.
I'm very concerned.
Still they talk about Nigeria.
He will start with for worry. This one.
See, normal level.
Yeah, but she had died though in 2010, I think. She died of cancer.
Yeah, now that one I remember because when you say Dora, I'd be like, like when you call say NAFDAC, I'd be like, yeah, that woman don't die since now.
That's not the point. They killed her husband.
I just talk, say, yeah, if people say the woman went in charge of NAFDAC, I would be like, ah.
Oh, okay. Asabia. Yeah, not currently, but yeah. They killed her husband in Anambra State. I think it was on Tuesday.
Jesus Christ.
And they're saying like they're gunmen, they don't know and stuff like that. But a lot of people are theorizing that it was IPOB. So.
But that's wild though. It's like, why would IPOB?
Like, what's the connection?
I don't understand. So I joined these spaces on Twitter today, and this woman was like, yes, it was IPOB and blah blah blah. I don't understand. The guy isn't in politics that
way. Why would IPOB?
Yeah, I don't get it. But a lot of people are saying that it's because there's an election that's meant to happen in November for Anambra, and IPOB is pretty much saying there's no election that is going to happen, blah blah blah, and stuff like that. So I don't know. It seemed also very targeted to, like, it was they gunned him down. It wasn't like a random attack either and stuff
Jesus
like that.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, but my question, I said, the guy be they run or like why they go just off my guy?
Aspar, why would you just make him like that?
I actually have no idea. I don't even think the guy did for politics, as far as we know. Let me tell you, the thing be say Nigeria, so many things they happen for background where we don't know.
Normally.
Like, the thing way make me think I'm properly now King of Boys, but that one even now fiction.
Can you imagine?
Where the fiction they come from?
Exactly.
This is a Nigerian movie, it's not fiction.
Nothing in Nigeria, not fiction. See, anybody tell you say something happened for Nigeria, just believe at once. Cause
I actually. You don't ask questions.
Swallowing money.
Just take it.
Just believe it, honestly.
Wait, Larry, you are Igbo, Delta Igbo, but like, what do you think about IPOB? Because them they talk say Natera's group in the Bikomo.
Yeah, but these are the thing, eh? See, when I talk about Nigeria, like, now people are, these are Nigerian patriotic. You understand? But the truth now, see, when we talk about iPod, you guys really think of...
Did you say iPod?
I heard iPod.
See, when would they reason them, man? There be people when stem from the issues when they don't sweep under the rug for so long. Mm. So, when they talk of terrorist groups, I don't know if we could just classify IPOB as terrorist group. Why? Because we get repentant Boko Haram.
Stop. Wait, just to kind of counter, I know you haven't finished, but the thing is that make we know they counter evil with eviler. Because the thing
is, they're all bad.
The truth is, yes, everybody should really acknowledge, and Nigeria, it would be nice if Nigeria would just acknowledge and move forward properly with this, with Biafra, with what happened in our history. But that one no mean say them no be terrorist group. I'm not saying they are yet, but terrorist group no mean say them no get reason for doing them.
See, okay, this is a question. Why Boko Haram they do what they do? What to be their angle?
You know, initially Boko Haram starts them say they no like what's in them call them Western influence,
Western education.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, okay, 30% of Nigerians are uneducated or something. So this is the question, right? Right now, for the North, a lot of people not go to school still, right? So why be say they still they bomb? Why be say they still they kill? Why be say they still they kidnap?
But that's waiting I they talk. I said the fact that they started on one thing, terrorist group, them not really like the fact that they started from there does not mean that's where they ended. Do you get?
Yeah.
The thing where people they talk be say, nah, from club dance they start.
They start, yeah.
Do you get?
Oh shit, no, she said proverbs or whatever.
but seriously though.
See, okay. In terms of IPOB, for me, I not really be anything about agitation because right now I don't even think even if we come out the country, and we still get the same leaders. Or if Igbo come out, Yoruba come out, they still get the exact same leaders. How we want to move? Like, I'd be say you want to run country with the same set of people. It'd be like say you break, go another company, carry the same CEO when they tip the company into deep water. It not make any sense for me. But for me, in regards to IPOB,
you know, I think if Nigeria can actually, if they feel acknowledge the fact, say, things happen for the past, but if you put out for history, like, why we say people, they agitate to come out? If you say they just won't just break from the country, this thing not just, it not stem from now.
Mm.
This now way in the beginning, Nigeria self, no who's supposed to be country.
Okay, but question, Larry, question. So you think, say, if they can't acknowledge what they do for the past, you think, say, all of this, you go settle down, like you go relax?
See, this
I don't think I'm Larry B, yeah. Because no. Even people way they so. East, no. So people way they talk, East, like, know they support IPOP, so. IPOP know the hell.
Yeah, this is the thing, right? Literally, for me personally, me no know. Because this is like witty, I just tell you, this is like witty I grew up on. When we go village. But I mean, I be Delta Igbo, so they're not really classify us as Biafra.
But when Igbo did there now.
Yeah, Igbo did there. But when they grow up, then they tell us the story of Biafra and wait till it happen. And there's too much atrocity when you go on, when they just sweep under the rug.
Yeah.
When you see, now, if anything will go happen, you're not going to feel blame the retaliation.
Mm.
No, see, you're not fit. But
wait,
this, I think,
I
if,
have a question.
See,
so you think say there's
no
way.
If they admit them, if they admit them. Right mm-hmm. now, they took knife for person body.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, you. You never want to remove the knife finish.
Yeah.
The knife still did there. That's not the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not be to wear Igbo cap and go east. Because people... I'm not calling names.
He really played everybody in Nigeria for idiots. Some people share.
See, that be the thing. Now they talk. So obviously, the iPod thing, Seth, it don't pass. They don't pass too. Because a lot of things they go on for the East when we say people not really they talk. But the reason for that now say if Nigeria feel acknowledge, if Nigeria fit say okay, more come to terms, more come to agreement, rather than just throw away the people and act like say nothing happened, that are the issue. So until Nigeria can admit, I can understand from them. But at the end of the day, I don't think we will come out. like I said in the beginning, more said the country. May they give us our share. Me, all of us, waka.
Waka go where?
just give me my money. You don't need to know that, put that one. I go waka.
Oh my gosh. You know, they see the trend where they apple for Twitter. Where it be like, say, everybody did leave.
There is nobody has been
living since.
Even Nigeria self won't come out. The country Nigeria won't come out from map.
No, but seriously, Hadiza, if you say, there's no day I open Twitter that I don't see...
Like at least five
people in an arrival's airport.
Oh, in the airport, it's not that. Wait, so it's not that they are saying I want to leave, is that they are arriving?
No, it's they are arriving.
I don't see that thing.
I mean, every single day in the last month.
If you see Murtala Mohammed Airport now, if you see amount of people wait there. Every single day, departure day more than arrival. No. Actually, if you go Murtala Mohammed now, if you see departure go just day full as if this yeah, they boy won't preach. You go day full. So, yeah, they boy won't preach.
No, it's actually crazy. I don't
arrival.
Know. I feel like the thing
if you see
is
arrival empty.
The thing is, before it was just a thing of it's common sense. Everybody knows you have to get out of Nigeria because Nigeria is rubbish. But now they're making it a trend. So person with no even reason now, go they go on Twitter. Well, Twitter is still banned, but they go on social media. They see their friends jackpot every day. Them too now, but the world don't feel continuous. Like I don't understand.
Yeah, but that's another thing.
Maybe try.
There's actually space.
Do you see Canada? Do you see all the trees? Do you see all the trees? The space.
Canada, we get 23 million people.38 million people. That is the second. Nigeria. There's no place in this country, in this world, that Nigeria no feel live. Even if Nunavut, they won't send that go.
There's no place that
Nigerians will not go to escape Nigeria. So there's space.
So you
there's
think
space.
There's space actually in the world to contain all Nigerians?
There's space, definitely.
There's
enough space for Chinese people.
They're not trying to leave their country the way that Nigerians are trying to leave their country. There's still hope for some there.
Yeah, but the end result is the same. They normally stay. They normally stay. Even if they're not leaving it because it's so bad, they're leaving because they want to see different opportunities, new opportunities. Mm-hmm. Let me not talk about China or the government, but like...
Because, I was just about to...
But everybody...
They're the ones that will buy Nigeria.
Loki, they're actually the ones that will buy Nigeria. Maybe we just pray that we go get our share.
He say that we buy Nigeria. We still don't hold them. We don't hold them our country so that we buy Nigeria.
Oh. No, but we don't hold them, they go take up and still give us like the remaining change.
If you see the bulk of our infrastructure projects right now in Nigeria, at least 70% of them is financed by Chinese people.
Crazy.
Why did they do them? If you say anything for this, nothing they free for Freetown.
They take our natural resources.
Not be only Nigeria. See, not be only Nigeria where did they do this thing. They do it for every African country, even Asian countries.
Sri Lanka as well, Seth. When we say they carry their
Sri Lanka
boats.
On day bad, that one they terrible.
But
they're just saying they're doing their own now because the Europeans don't do their own.
The Europeans that time they use oppression. This one's that they use debt.
They use debt.
Because now be the thing, like, if you want gain power over a person, the guys, they owe you. Because whoever you they owe, you they basically in service to them forever until you pay off that debt.
Think about Nigeria, amount of people within Nigeria. Now, look at the amount of human capital. If they want to do anything, factory, need a mass amount of human beings to just be there and just manufacture something for them. They have all that collateral. So, like,
I'm actually crying. This whole episode is a Nigerian rant.
This is a very sad episode. this is a very depressing episode.
I mean, how are we going to find light in everything that's going on in Nigeria? I don't know how you're going to do it.
I feel like we actually need these once in a while because like every other day, at least on this podcast, we they try to do there's ways, let's have hope, let's do this. But honestly, sometimes we need to rant because the country is just the state of it is just so depressing. But Hadiza, you're about to tell us how to be a patriotic citizen.
Yes, remember that we have whiskey that we're exporting whiskey, we're exporting Wonder Boy, we're exporting
Big Brother Temi, Nigeria.
Temi has joined them. Big Brother Thames. Nigeria, thank you.
Let me just say
even Nollywood has started to be exported, so we have Thames.
Oh my gosh, I just realized that you were saying Temi as Thames,
yeah.
It didn't even come. I was like, oh,
you know, Hadiza knows her personally.
The funny thing is that you talk all these things. Wizkid, Burna Boy, Thames, all of them, 90% of their money, they come from Nigeria's way, Japa. Nigeria's way, they inside. So,
Nigeria is not the less.
But he talks a waiting we go, they happy about that one. I want in
Nigeria is different from
Nigeria. So, you're saying we should take our eyes off politics and just focus.
To me, right now, I feel like our tipping point will be 2023.
Oh, yeah. Larry, I definitely think so.
Let's go back to last year's episode. Huh? You people keep saying tipping point. Let me remind you that last year we said even when answers happened, we said, that's our tipping point. Here we are again.
No, me.
Nigeria don't subside.
When I say tipping point,
explain now more.
I know they say it go yours, everything, all our troubles go yours, like go away. Now, either way, there are two things involved. Oh, okay. Either we tip go the positive side, or we tip go, all right, everybody, find your level.
Larry.
I don't think we're tipping to the positive side.
How are we tipping to the positive side in 2023?
I don't think say positive side. I think either we go stay for the middle or we go tip negative side.
We don't love side.
I don't think people will tip positive side.
I don't understand. People always think that we're one politician away from paradise. That's not it.
Not be with how they talk, right? When I say positive, I think, they think of I'm like binary. No. Of course,
but explain that tipping point where they talk about.
The tipping
about
point
now
they talk now say, I know they talk say everything will just better when we get new politician. No, I just say in order for us to become what I call them, because right now everybody agitate to come out the country or to like break out from the country. So right now we need a politician when we say fit somehow glue Nigeria. You not go day perfect because obviously while last day some things day.
Who you think say fit?
I don't know. If not, no one let me know too.
The person has to be.
Let me tell you your options. Tinubu.
Tinubu,
Tinubu. They locked down their avatars.
Buhari can easily do a third term. If you think say the thing go shock you.
They're actually not talking about him doing
he
a third term.
He can easily do a third term.
No, he can, but they're not. I feel like they're looking for other strategies. Yeah. Because I even heard some people say Jonathan switched to APC and run again. Because if you think about it, now sentiments them they use, they get Nigerians. So a lot of people, the last memory of Nigeria being, you know, okay, and I put okay with an asterisk beside it, but the last memory we have was Jonathan. So them go bring him, just repackage him, say this guy, if you reason him into democracy, them go now market him, but on the APC side.
Now
waiting people them they talk. But let's just be watching.
Honestly, you know what? You know that thing where Larry took from the beginning? Maybe they said Nigeria. Maybe they actually said Nigeria.
Maybe
they give us the share because if I say, at least what I don't want to do again.
People where we do things. Like, you know, the thing is, I know this is just someone sitting outside Nigeria talking theoretically, but it's something to discuss. Why is it that when we see all these people where get small sense, maybe them they talk, we go say, oh, it's just because they are talking too much, they no go reason, them no go connect with the average person, so we think say na waste of vote them be.
Now the story of Barnabas and Jesus. Barnabas every time.
But that one too, they important. You know what? Colonizer type mentality to come and rule Nigeria. Maybe that one is what will solve the issue. But I think it's important to still relate with the people that you're trying to serve to some degree.
It's important, but I think even the people where they educated, they believe, say, if them vote for those people, now waste of votes. Do you get?
Because see, the team is saying that,
I know it's the reality to an extent.
The people where they masses in Nigeria, they are the poor people. So honestly, if the poor people are not voting for you, there's really no.
There's no solution. Okay, That's pretty much what you guys are saying. There's no solution.
But they have a point.
No, the solution, like light up of the beginning, that be saying, may they say the contrary. Now the solution be that.
Or kill all the politicians.
Based on waiting that they talk right now, see, for Ninja, not be just the leaders, not be the thing. This is the misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. Because who they produce the leaders? Now the people, you know, say they bomb me for worry. Everything all my life, I know everything when I know for my life, not worry. But it's like, see, even if I fight, say nothing will happen. Because the way the system for Ninja be, I not feel be leader for worry. Even though say they born me for that, they raise me for that.
Oh, because you know,
because
you know
I not be the indigene of worry. So this that's not where our problem they stem from. When we say you get people bright minds, when they your communities, when they're born, raised, they know nothing else, but they're not feel they in charge. They're not feel be leaders for that same community.
So Larry, you won't run
of course not. Nothing concern me, but I just talk of person.
You know, it's so funny because Larry, they talk about this thing every time he talks about Nigeria. So you now be like, oh Larry, so you won't run? Larry's like,
Abi Khabib, I'll just point give you a solution. If you want, you take out. If you don't want, not take out. That's all I feel to.
But that's another problem that we can point out. Nigeria, they full of people where get ideas that we think we should do, but nobody they actually do. No one won't die for Nigeria.
Exactly, that'd be the thing, because we don't notice. Say almost everybody we don't die. Wait till we the hear about it. Wait till be the point of dying. Now be the question. Now make a lot of people when we say be bright mind, not fit talk. Because if you talk, they don't off you. Nigerians not go even fight for you, sir. People when you fight for.
They go say, now you cause your own debts.
Exactly.
Everybody for Nigeria with the fear debt. That's the thing.
Exactly.
And because with the fear debt, we don't make anything happen.
Nothing.
And you cannot blame anybody because me, I'm afraid of. Nope. I don't want to die. Nobody wants to die. You know. But
that's but the
legitimate fear. If you talk nonsense now, you can disappear and nobody will hear your name. Nobody will care.
Nine be the problem. As Nigerians, we don't value ourselves. So how you want to fight for somebody or some entity we not value you? That's my question.
That's why Japan are the solution.
In Nigeria,
and it's so crazy.
So not be just the leaders.
In Nigeria, there's they don't get this kind of collective idea of fighting for something. It is fighting for myself, fighting for my brother. But it's not fighting for something. You can't fight for something abstract. So if somebody is fighting for something...
When you think about it, the last time we fought for something, people died in mass.
Exactly.
Wait, that's... What to be their names? All the people won't die. A lot of us don't forget their names.
Abi? Exactly.
That be the truth. That's what I'm saying. How you want to fight
how
for
we
a
go,
country?
How we go remember them when, at first, the army saved them, no shoot anybody?
They deny them. Even not be recently, they
I
say...
I can't lie. So many conversations I had... I have not told those people I told you so, but they have conversations with older Nigerians where them say that thing no really happened. Their story changed all throughout last year. First, we did not shoot anything. We were not there. Second of all, we did shoot, but we didn't shoot at anybody.
Now we did talk. Now just like waiting with the talk until we as Nigerians value ourselves. Nobody, politicians not value us. Nobody go value us.
Do you know that there was one time I was just sitting by and I didn't realize that SARS thing was a year ago. Until today, we don't still know the full list of people
that actually
died or they
went missing. Yeah.
Till today. Yeah. And that thing happened like a year ago. It still feels like yesterday. So, guy, Nigeria get problem, but sometimes the problem, no, it even passed Nigerians themselves. Now only God. They should just close the country.
Sometimes. Every time, so, please.
No, sometimes.
I must see one problem that doesn't
sometimes,
pass
us. Sometimes, there's some problems now. They go put ourselves fully inside that problem. This bright thing, we put ourselves fully inside our problem.
I can't lie.
It is our fault.
No, but see, the thing, but the thing is that given what we, like, I feel like I absolutely get that it's our fault, but when you see what exactly we had, like the options that we had,
limited.
It seemed like it was the better option.
Banabas.
That's the truth.
Sorry, I'm not calling names. We just did Banabas.
No, but honestly, he seemed like he was the better option. So, like, that's the thing. Like, I feel like that's exactly what's going to keep happening. People are going to keep coming that seem like the better option, but are they really the better option?
It was ignorance that caused that thing. Because he wasn't actually the best option if you really think about it. Because if you really, really listen to people that were anti-Buhari, then they had, like, facts. Like, facts from what he was doing.
My
papa supposed to go jail when Buhari be head of state that time. My papa, the reason why he not go jail is because he go work. Everybody went go protest that day, go jail. Buhari carry everybody go jail. So what those people be the talk at that time? Nobody be the listen. Even I talk, see, Matilda, you did it then. I tell you, I was like, this Buhari thing. The one with my papa, they tell me, this Buhari thing not be the way to go.
But you know the thing they say, them no put history for our curriculum.
Biafra, they not their history. Our head of state, what did they actually do? Not their history. Because what did they call out? Even Babangida, they try run at one point. But what did Babangida do during the tenure? Hey, may God have mercy.
See, that's the thing. And I think they will do that thing intentionally.
Of course.
I think they are intentionally because it's like, if them put, because see.
No, but if the people that led us then are still leading us now, exactly, and they're the ones that did the atrocities, why like, they want
the
you
people,
to discuss
it?
To serve our father's land.
How are we supposed to put
our grandparents to this?
Remember Yakubu Gowon is still alive. He can run for president.
Let me tell you.
He's alive.
I can never get by the fact that even Babangida safe. I can't get by the fact that he's still alive.
2023 is not too far away. We hit run for president and win again.
One shock me, shock.
No, I once in a while I just wake up and I think about
Yakubu Okonwan is still alive. When I think about that, when we figured out that thing, I was like, there's no way that Nigeria is going to outgrow its issues. The people who caused this are still alive.
Are still alive.
Because and
are
still in power. Yeah, now the thing, right?
And even, they're healthy.
Exactly. No, see, it's not they're healthy. You want me to get sick? If not, they'll go to London.
I don't talk anything though. Let me finish my statement for me.
They'll go London, go treat themselves. See, which I talk just now, in terms of the leaders where we get. I don't lose my train of thought. But just now I be getting something from my head. The leaders, in terms of politicians, to become the candidate, now like 3 million naira. At least that was in 2015. Right now, because of inflation, probably don't go up. So become the favorite for the party. Exactly. I know what I mean right now. So who get that kind of money? And this is not just to buy your ticket, right?
Mm.
You know, they talk about campaigns. Like going around and everything else. When we say go probably reach up to 10 million. How many people get that money for bank account? So people when we say, why would they say the leaders, when they cause the problem and they're still there? Because no, they don't.
But let's start by voting. I know this is just a little. No, this is just a little. I'm just putting a caveat there. Give me a second. Because doing something is honestly to me better than doing nothing, right? And if that not the one thing we think we still get, maybe we still vote. Make we know they sit down, they just talk. Because I feel like that's what we've been doing a lot of, just talking and stuff. And that's fine. That's kind of what this episode is for us to kind of rant about, like, the state of Lord Lugard's failed project. But I still feel like we should do something.
Matilda, are you suggesting that, first of all, I have two things to say.
I'm getting my Lord NIN Lugard, and I'm going to vote.
Lord Lugard, his project didn't really fail because it benefited him.
It was effective.
He failed for us, but he was never for us to be in the beginning.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
And then, are you saying that we should all go back to Nigeria and vote?
Why can't we? Yeah, if you can.
You should. If you can, you should.
So it's like if you're working, if you know you can get, I think you can get your national ID number here. If you can get that, if you're going to Nigeria in the next 2 years, you go back and you get
your
NIN or whatever. Then in February, like if you're working, it's not that you're doing school. If you're working and you just take 1 week off in February to go and vote, it's very, very feasible.
Yeah, but it's feasible, but it's expensive. Only a few people can do that.
It's expensive, but what I mean is there are working class people here. And if you are, the tickets are not too expensive in February. It's December that the tickets are like.
Just clock when all these airlines hear that we are going back to vote.
But you can buy it ahead of time.
Your passport not go even work for airports.
No, but I think what we are doing is finding excuses to not go. Do you get reasons why we can't? But a lot of us go back for dirty December. A lot of us go back just randomly throughout the year.
Because it's safer. Dirty December is safer than election.
But if you vote in like Lekki, you'll be very fine.
How many people
live in Lekki? So are you saying your parents that are living at home are not voting?
No.
Crying.
You don't understand with the person they talk. And for your safety. For your life. No. I think, make it honest. Nigerians, almost like we did delusional on waiting to happen.
No,
for
do you understand? Wait, the thing is that I understand, say, your parents, maybe your parents don't vote, but them get people where they Nigeria where they vote, though.
Your vote.
But see, your vote. The thing is that
Larry sounds like he feels he's like I'm sorry for you.
Larry, let me go.
Larry, waiting be your beef. Waiting be your beef in voting. If you vote, your vote counts. Good. If you vote and you vote, your vote no counts. At least whether you vote, whether you don't vote, it's not changing anything.
No, see, for worry during 2007
this
election.
This worry don't damage Larry.
No, that is no. That because Nigerians, Lagosians, and people for Abuja and some of Port Harcourt, they live for fairy tale for like
What are they call them? For land we don't exist. Because for worry 2007, I remember the first time I see dead body. Now during election, when we say they carry person carry bylaw box go inside their house. People can come back on they try fight. We basically they rig the election. See, now maybe they talk like when we now they talk, just get your NIN, that's not the only thing you need to do. There's so much more.
Again, remember I did not say not the only thing you need to do. I did not say that. I said that doing something they better than doing nothing. Because the thing where you did, I get tired of staying in this cycle of hopelessness. Do you get what I mean? Because you the thing where you talk, we say the problem they start from individuals, not be just the people at the top. So if we talk, say, na democracy, even if na act, we they act, make we just go out, they act them. Do you get what I mean? Okay, so Larry, what will be your solution?
We all be Jimaik and Precious Izoko. We be actors. See, like, make I just be honest, right? I admit, I talk, say, Nigeria, you got stem from us. That's for sure. This not the thing. During election, when I say got stem for us, during election, person gas feel say election day safe. Election just happened for Canada, right?
Mm-hmm.
For Canada, yeah,
they don't even give us the day off. In Nigeria, exactly. Everything is shut down.
Almost for 1 week. Everything was shut down because we know what is about to happen in the country. So this is like the thing. For Nigeria, if person feel safe, like Dana, the issue is like, and in order for us to feel safe, because not be people from Pakistan, they can't kidnap people for Nigeria.
Now Nigerians,
they do them. And why Nigerians, they do them? Lack of opportunity, no jobs. So this, like, you see where it's all, like, where the problems, they stem from. And it still goes deeper than that. So when I say, in order for us to move forward, we Nigerians got to value ourselves. And you have to value yourself well enough to understand, say, in order for us to have a free and fair election, people have to feel safe.
Yeah.
Our problem, I say, we not feel safe for our normal roads. So how you feel, say, during the election, you go day safe?
Election season is always hot, especially in places that are not in the Lagos, Abuja kind of.
Yeah, I acknowledge my privilege and like the blatant privilege. Like I said,
about that somebody who just went from Lagos to Edo, then come back to Lagos. It is almost black and white. It's a completely different world. Lagos, a completely different world. So I understand what he's saying, but at the same time, Larry. If Nigeria today was to fail, whether you Japa or not Japa, you go feel it. You go feel them.
Of course. No, you will not feel this it. Another talk. Wait till we say, another talk since say, I'm not the feel with the Alpha Nigeria. Because even though say I talk from the beginning, say I'm not the follower, I see the year. I see the year of everything when it go on. We they talk, my papa and mama every Sunday, Nigeria. Now conversation, not the end. So it's just, I just say, as Nigerians, so the question now, I get with Matilda, they talk, say we guys do something, or instead of feeling hopeless. And I agree. It's just that the thing we suppose they do, suppose they stem from our house. You know what I mean? Like, from home.
Mm-hmm.
How we will take, that's not how we will take change the system. You think so, would they teach each other? Like, when Nipa take your light, your first thing will be to check if your neighbor not get light.
Oh my gosh, I saw a thread on Twitter.
Was it somebody?
The guy
tapping
did tap this guy's gen.
Oh my gosh, see, I saw that.
Now you're the talk. Like,
it's those, actually us. We are the problem.
now they talk. So I have wanted to fix Nigeria. Now we got start from. Not be just, what do you call them? Going to vote. I guess
we still got they involved in the political. That we have our day-to-day responsibilities, but that doesn't take away our responsibilities as citizens. Do you get what I mean? Because as they only focus on the day to day, them Tinubu, them, let me not call names, the people with them own Nigeria, go they do their own. Do you get what I mean? So you can't take your eyes off politics. It affects you in your day to day.
I agree. I just talk of right now, we're not supposed to look. When I say 2023, now the tipping point of Nigeria,
I'm basically saying that currently, we're not supposed to look the next 5 years. We are supposed to be looking at the next 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now, how we want to run the country. But that's not the thing. In order to do that, as Nigerians, we got to create people, or we got to bring up people differently. People will create that change. Because for me, I feel like our generation, we when they talk like this.
I bet our future, the thing that they said, we are the future of Nigeria. Don't pass.
No, we don't.
Jonathan did 5, 10, 15, 20 year plan. Didn't he?
When Buhari come, they scrap him. So this is what I mean. Like, we got to get that vision of years from now. So in order to do that, instead of us to be like, just go vote. Something will happen, politicians will just change everything. We got to plan our steps. They build the blocks. Because now one block at a time, if you still build fence. You know, if you just carry slab, put up for ground. So that's none of the thing that I try to talk. Like, as Nigerian, I know I don't talk a lot today.
I hear you, but I still think voting should be part of that plan.
Voting day, but now say who you go vote for. Like, because even you see the next election, Tinubu already done they run. You know what I mean?
I don't think the guy fit win. The thing is, like, a lot of people are also... The thing is that a lot of people in actual governments, the people, again, the co-owners of Nigeria, them no greed. Like, Tinubu gets pull for Lagos, but I don't think... I know two you things think say...
It will shock you.
If you win,
May I not say anything? May I hold out your faith? I will pray on them.
Please.
Exactly. Come on, man.
Instead of you to join me in faith,
I can join you for that side.
If you feel record this conversation, show you again 2023. You go see what's here.
No, but I don't. I think people, like a lot of people, even in Nigeria, I've heard like a podcast where them they talk say people no go. Like, I don't think like Tinubu is too. He's too. Jagaban, everyone, it's too obvious. Do you get what I mean? Okay. The way that Buhari take win,
Enola Salami for King of Boys
again, fiction. that's why when we they talk King of Boys that time. Remember when I say it no really too make sense where she in the first movie it made it seem like she has pull in Lagos and then all of a sudden she has pull on a presidential level. It doesn't always translate that way. Do you get what I mean?
I
not forget, okay. Say, Matilda, speak for yourself.
If that, Matilda, the thing with the worry me now, if you don't get pulled for Lagos, what will remain? What will remain? What will remain again for Nigeria? If you know, if you don't say you be Jagaban of Lagos, waiting again for Nigeria, where you know, where to you me, no fit move things. Where
no, not shall
like,
I get the
what?
Power?
Did not. I don't understand why you guys are acting as if Lagos is the only place in...
Lagos isn't the only place in Nigeria, but Lagos has enough pull to make things happen. It's not necessarily cast in stone that he will not win. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, I know, obviously, like, things can... Again, remember, anything can happen in Nigeria, literally anything.
Things can still move.
But I'm saying that given, like, what is in place right now, I don't really think... I don't know... The guy himself, he's not too old. Like, what's the problem here?
Let me just tell you.
Tinubu is 69.
According to Wikipedia.
According
to Wikipedia, we don't know.
Even though his son is like 50 something, but you know, if he gets out like that kind of thing,
I don't know. Why politicians they shave their age? I don't understand.
Because somebody see, explain to me how RMD is 60 and Tinubu is 69.
No, but RMD is a good 60 though. Even that, for 60, like he's.
That's what I mean.
But Tinubu is not 69. Please, who are you lying to?
Nah, Wikipedia would they follow.
Anyways,
in terms of football age.
You know?
Do you know what I feel like is going to happen in 2023? It's going to be the same thing that has been happening, not even in Nigeria, because I don't know if anybody has noticed about politics. When it comes down to who you are going to choose as president, you have two choices, and one is always worse than the other, or you end up choosing the person that's not as bad as the other person. For example, now, this Canada election, people were telling me that they were doing this comparison between Justin Trudeau and that guy that was running the Conservative Party. Mm-hmm. And they were like, Trudeau is bad, but this guy is way worse, so let's just choose for Trudeau. Same thing happened for America. Biden is bad, but Trump is way worse. So let's choose for Biden. That's exactly what's going to happen in 2023. It has been happening in politics for a very long... It happened during even Buhari's time. Now it's going to happen again in 2023. Going to be two...
But Loki, we picked the wrong choice, even though we had two parties.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's never about
but who's it's like the better as if choice. We're gambling.
Yeah, yeah. But for Nigeria, at least for Canada or US, they get ideology. Which would be the ideology?
Yeah, what's the ideology?
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say. The pattern is that it's not that you would choose the lesser of two evils. You would choose the person you think is the lesser of two evils. It's never clear and cut that, oh, thank God we chose this guy. This guy would have been a lot worse at the job. It's never like that. Because look at Buhari. Now, Buhari was worse, but at the time, we thought it was going to be the better option. And we had... Not like we had a good reason, but we
just tired of Jonathan.
I know
we had
that
a reason not to choose.
I think that the problem is that because Buhari is worse, a lot of people are forgetting Jonathan's time as well. And I think this always divides people a lot. Like, I have very, very polarizing conversations when I bring this up. But I guess I saw even, what's her name? And a lot of people might not even agree with her either, but I think her name is Aisha.
Buhari?
Not Buhari. Oh. This other,
activist.
She's like an activist and stuff like that.
Aisha Yesufu.
She was also talking about, like, she was bringing like hard facts of like the stuff that was going on during Jonathan's time. It's not as if we had it good. And that's what a lot of people forget too. Because even if we are talking about history, we have our parents' generation, there were people in their generation too that were voting Buhari.
Yeah.
So I mean, think we also need to reason the fact that we didn't have it good either then.
Well, I think that's kind of like what Owen was saying, right? Like Owen was saying, he's like, it's always going to be a toss-up.
Yeah.
Like, it's always going to be that guy. You're always just going to have to hope that you pick the right person.
You never pick the person that you want to see in office. Every time that we go to this election, the person that wins the vote... Or the person, even the people who vote for them, the majority of the people voted for the guy because I don't really want this other guy to win. Because it's always voting in opposition of the other person, not for the person you're voting for. That's how Buhari won that election. That's how he won it. Yeah. Not because he had anything he was fighting for, but because he seemed a better choice. I mean, the grass is always greener at the other side.
He ran for 12 years just to come and do this. This is his plan. Like, it's really upsetting because... A lot of people were also talking about the fact that maybe he does have something because he has been running like for the last 4 years or something. I think it was like 8 years or something or 12 that he had been running for like repeatedly just to come and do evil.
I'm screaming.
What we're going to be faced with in 2023 is if that Tinubu guy decides to run, that's fine. But what...
He has already declared.
Yeah,
but if he decides.
But wait, too. The guy joined APC or PDP?
He has always been in APC.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, they're also wondering what's going to happen at the primaries because, like, he might not emerge as the, like, APC candidate.
The candidate.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. A lot of people in government don't want him running either. But anyways, we'll see.
We're going to, if Nigeria doesn't change or Nigeria's mentality towards finding a leader doesn't change, we're just going to pick the lesser of two evils and that person will just be more evil than the person that we had previously.
See, what can be worse than Buhari? I'm scared to ask that question.
We asked that question.
You see how hard is that said that when it's our currency becoming Zimbabwean dollar? Okay.
That's it.
Just wait. That's what Matilda, I'm looking for.
Matilda, we asked that question during our Obasanjo. What can be worse than Obasanjo? We've seen times five. We asked that person too. We asked that during Jonathan's time also. Regardless of how bad Nigeria gets, we always think that it can't get better or worse than this. Then it should shock you. How would we think that dollar would get to 550? There's no way.
573, bros.
573.
But Larry, you know they checked.
In my mind, the highest is 550. Anything after that is just... I don't want to believe it.
But I think that there's going to get to a point, and it's not, I don't think it's too far off, that we're going to just start spending dollars in Nigeria because the currency is going to just become nothing pretty much. So basically Zimbabwe. But yeah,
exhausted is the word.
See, the people that are from Zimbabwe are going to attack us in this episode, Sha.
But do we lie?
I
did not join you people, Sha.
Oh my gosh, sorry. Actually, I remember that Kenya came for me. Kenya already came for me, Zimbabwe. Sorry, let me not tell you about that.
But it's actually crazy. But yeah, I think we should just end the episode here because we don't get solution. Let's talk entertainment, because again Hadiza said that's the way to be patriotic, and it's not a lie, because you see Nigerians come together when Wizkid FC and Thames are
maybe we should elect this is how when prophets are speaking, they don't want to listen to them.
What prophetic message are you about to say that we should vote Wizkid?
Maybe we should vote one of these musicians. How about that? I think that
win. The musician care.
You don't know. They could try.
I think Nigerians were not focused.
Do you know what politics is? Politics is a profession. It's not something that you just do as
Sorry, but the people that we have now, are they doing the professional stuff?
We said it could be worse. Keep that in mind.
Okay, but see, that's the thing. I don't know that musicians make it worse, to be very honest. I'm being genuine here. I don't think the musicians going to make it worse, because the professionals, where they do?
Think about the situation that you're in now, and think about if you want to be in that situation if Two-Face Idibia is president.
I know to mind. Because let me tell you, so the professionals went to the office. I know they see the kind of work when they do.
Remember what we talked before? We say the problem, they start from individual Nigerians.
So you rather...
check yourself.
So you would rather get screwed by... get screwed by them Wizkid than... Because... whether now Wizkid they run their country, or whether now Tinubu,
at least they go sing for us. At least they go sing.
We're gonna cool our house with song.
At the time, maybe go do concerts.
Maybe do concert. You know, they go get to a point where everybody's angry. Gonna say we are come together. Maybe do concerts.
Now, just inshallah and vibes right now. So, Mo will just get vibes.
Exactly. Maybe add a sprinkle of music.
Nigeria is not a real country. So, honestly, sometimes, maybe that's just what we need.
Let me tell you. I said, maybe we try and first. If you know what, we go do professionals next time.
Can you imagine?
You think Shoare cannot win presidency, but Two-Face can?
If we are to vote?
I think that Two-Face will win.
Larry say, our votes no counts. So you think Two-Face get the pull for the streets to win the
president?
See, isn't that the delusion? Isn't that the thing that he had in his mind, Desmond Elliott? That one that thought that he was going to come and be the Jagaban.
He thought he was going to be the one
to change things. He was going to be the...
I think Desmond Elliott went into the Senate or wherever he is because of his pull. Because of his pull on Nollywood. People that had your mentality
Desmond Elliott, you won't compare Desmond Elliott's pool to Two-Face's pool. Two-Face get pool even in Jamaica. See, Desmond Elliott.
Oh my gosh.
Desmond Elliott, we didn't know anything about him. Now we know he's an idiot. That's what I was trying to say. Because Two-Face is more of an idiot than Desmond Elliott.
I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Maybe go back to the...
Do you know who I want to win? Patrick Obayagbon. That's my guy.
Who's there?
You don't know.
I'm screaming.
That guy speaks English, but sometimes he says some things that make sense, but it's mostly for the English.
Sometimes.
When I can understand you.
I beg. It's not by English, I beg. Let's just focus. Now, we're just talking about, like, you know, how well our artists have been doing so that we can end this on a positive note. Do you understand?
We're happy, yo. As Nigerians.
I heard Whiskey Don beat Fela's Billboard record. What was it? Record.
It's possible. Yeah. It's possible.
No, he has.
No, it's not possible. He has.
Oh, he has?
He's made in Lagos album.
I think it out today or sometime this week.
Yeah. So we can now, people are going to start saying, oh, Wizkid and Fela are on the same plane.
I just don't understand why people must compare. Like, why can't they just, like, accept that people are different? No,
have you talked to someone that's in Wizkid FC? They must.
Yeah, but it's different, though. Like Fela was a revolutionaire. You know, like, it is different. Like, his impact. Like, Wizkid has impact too.
Larry, I think the word you were looking for was revolutionist. Why everybody keep quiet?
Na pigeon. Understand?
Remember when I said coop? When I said coop and I said, oh, it's pigeon too.
No, you all not count. No, I just say joke. But for reals, like, it's very different. Like, Fela, what did Fela accomplish? You know, it was more than music.
Yeah, it was. Know? Exactly.
So I feel like, you know, fits. Like, obviously, Wizkid has done good, like, great for himself in terms of music and for Nigeria as a whole. But in terms of comparing Wizkid to Fela, I don't think it's not a correct comparison.
Yeah, it wasn't just the music.
No tell Burna Boy that one, no. Burna Boy no they hear that one, no. As far as it's concerned, he be Fela. He really can't.
I mean, but Burna Boy still they talk about issues, though, you know, like, Wizkid not really talk about issues.
Make cannot even go.
But the thing is, maybe Wizkid is what we need now, because Nigeria, we've tried and tried and tried and tried.
So Wizkid
should
run.
Guy. Wizkid is not in Nigeria. Wizkid is in London. You know, Sabine.
How do you guys hear Wizkid's accent?
Wizkid is not in Nigeria. He's Nigerian, but he's not in Nigeria. Wizkid
don't get British accent too. You know, they hear again.
Guys, balling, leave him. Thames is the one that really surprised me.
No, Thames. You know when they say blessing on your life.
Thames blew out of. I don't want to say out of nowhere. People see new Thames, but man. This year has been really good.
But it was actually out of nowhere. She actually, like, blew.
I don't want to say nowhere, honestly.
It's not nowhere. She obviously has stuff.
She has something in work. But, like, this year has just been ridiculous for her, honestly. I mean, ridiculous. Was in Drake's album. I think it was that Fountain song. The baby has just been everywhere.
To be honest, when they say you are destined for this, like, in your life, there's just a blessing on your life.
It's the same way Rema
is amazing.
It's the same way Rema was. I don't know whether it was last year or the year before that.
Yeah.
But Rema was just everywhere.
Yeah. You know? But Rema's own made a bit more sense because Rema was under Don Jazzy. Like, and Don Jazzy is kind of a formula.
Terms not come... Thames, who Thames they under, or she just they under, like,
nobody even really knew. Like, she was independent at some point, I believe. Because her first EP, I think she's the one that, like, literally produced everything and stuff like that. Do you get what I mean? Yeah, so, like, literally, it's Grace.
She loved that for her.
You guys know that Elsa, babe. That's exactly who
And even, you know that, like, guy from TikTok, the guy that just, like, the guy that
Khabib.
Just
Khabib. That's what
yeah,
I Khabib,
the
Khabib,
obvious Khabib. Guy.
Khabib.
Yeah. That's another Olam. Person that's honestly Grace.
Honestly, he hasn't said one word. He hasn't said one word.
You know the funny thing is that one of the things that helped Thames blow was that it was TikTok, because her songs were a lot on TikTok, yeah. TikTok.
What song?
What do you call it? Essence. Is it with Whiskey?
Oh no, it's actually Essence that blew her, you're right.
Yeah,
it's Essence that blew her and that thing was on TikTok 24/7.
I know say this one will offend Whiskey FC, but
please not on our podcast. Not on our podcast, please.
Thames carried that song.
But Whiskey
wait, everyone silent. the opinions held here are by Owens. And like, you people, I know podcasts will end because Whiskey FC people came for them. But you okay. people, again, we don't give disclaimer. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Whiskey now, John, we read then. We don't want to make this podcast, eh? Whiskey!
No, but it's actually a religion. Which is the... Anyways, let me not.
I'll not talk over before they off you.
I think maybe because there's no Nigerian identity, they've carried whiskey on top of their head as like no, but, a unifier, but, a religion.
No, see, but see. What,
I'm so sorry, boss.
What till whiskey don't accomplish?
When I talk to me, they run now, you go talk to me.
No, see, whiskey. What till whiskey don't accomplish? Because not be just today, right? Whiskey don't day like since 2008. Yeah. 2010, like those times, like whiskey. Whiskey. They deserve all the accolades when they get. Like yeah. honestly, what did that guy don't accomplish for reals? You know, he's great, the correct guy.
But yeah, in summary, Sha, you know, we get plenty problem, but we get whiskeyed. So that's how we're going to end this year's episode.
Whizzy.
Oh my gosh!
Happy Independence Day, or you know, happy day. We're not independent.
This is definitely not a patriotic episode at all.
We're actually not independent from anything.
No, but I think it's patriotic though. I mean, I think it's patriotic to talk about the problems in your country. Honestly, I don't feel like
it shows. It shows that you care about it.
Oh yeah, wait 1 second before we come out. Maybe we say one good thing we like about Nigeria.
Vibes.
I'm screaming.
I love that. Okay, you know what?